Now it's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. That's right, joining you from the Bermuda Triangle base in Puerto Rico, I am Joshua P. Warren, manning the flagship station in Asheville, North Carolina, News Radio 570 WWNC, Sam the Animal Steel, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, how on earth have things been going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Things have been great. They're really hopping. We just bought a collection of numismatic reference materials, which is a big thing because it's hard to find really great materials. And we've bought all kinds of coins, and we're selling bullion, and we've got just amazing things going on. So everybody has to come in and see me. And did I mention that we're on Twitter and Facebook? And we have our website, too.
You're tweeting now?
Well, we have our account. Greg is in charge of Facebook and the Twitter account.
Okay. So people can follow you on your Twitter account, and you guys are going to announce when you get new stock in, or if there's some special, or
we figure that's the easiest way. It's the best way to find out right then what's going on, so that you can get down there, because you never know how long it's going to last.
That's a very good idea. Well, we'll have to make sure that your Twitter link is on your website, WrightsCoinShop.com, and that's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. And now the weather is nice, so I guess you guys are just seeing a huge influx of people now, huh?
We are, especially since we have really great air conditioning.
Ah, well, so how hot has it been there in Asheville lately?
High 80s.
Okay.
Listed.
A little front come through today. Had some rain. It was a little cool this afternoon.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's probably in the 60s right now.
Oh. Something like that. It's not bad. It's very comfortable.
Very temperate, Josh. Very temperate.
Good. Well, you know, I tell everybody that in this day and age, you don't know what the value of the American dollar, the Federal Reserve note, is going to be when you wake up tomorrow morning. When the Great Depression happened, nobody got a warning the night before that they were going to wake up and the dollar was going to be practically worthless. But if you've got some gold and silver, it's got intrinsic value. It's a little treasure chest. I've got my treasure trove. I advise all of you listening to get one as well. And even if you've just got just 20, 30 bucks. You can contact Shelley, and she'll tell you how to get started if you want to start transforming some of your money into something that has real staying value. So, Shelley, how can people contact you and ask you about this at Wright's Coin Shop?
They can call me at 828-298-5402 or come by the shop and see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So, again, write this down, everybody. You can call Shelley Wright. Doesn't matter where you are in the country. Call 828-298-5402. The shop is located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. It's not far from the Biltmore Estate. It's in that neck of the woods. and there's a map and other information at wrightscoinshop.com. Now, Shelley, you handle a lot of money every day, and I notice you always have your hand sanitizer nearby.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I, however, know that from time to time, you have done a little bit of palmistry, haven't you?
I have. I did during 13th night. I had one of the busiest tables there.
Yeah, so you study the process of taking a person's hand and looking at it and telling them a few things about themselves. If somebody listening to this show goes into Wright's Coin Shop and says, Shelley, I want a palm reading, are you willing to take their dirty, grimy fingers into your hands and read the palm for them?
Okay, please make sure that you have washed your hands. But yes, I will. But let me study up on it a little bit, because I haven't done it in a little while, and I would like to get reacquainted with a few things.
Do you want to practice on me over here?
I need to do that. I need
check
to.
Check out
yeah.
my palm.
Check out your palm.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you say, Shelley. You just take their hand, just gaze into their eyes and say, I see you buying a lot of coins in the future, like 5 minutes from now. Amazing. Let's see your wallet now. Well, okay, Shelley, get the bell on hand.
I've got
because
it.
Because I have a story here about a palm reader at Walmart in Sanford, Florida.
Florida!
Woo!
There it is. Oh, give that another one. Give that another bang. Bang that, baby. Yeah, okay, there we are. Sanford, Florida. Now, they say this is a story that one could almost predict if you follow the legacy of Walmart. A man claiming to be a palm reader is now behind bars. The reason is he was hanging out in the Walmart parking lot there. He's 52 years old, and apparently he was approaching women and saying he wanted to read their palms. He went up to one woman and said, ah, I would like to read your palm. And then he looked down and was able to tell she was pregnant, and he said, wait a second, can I feel the baby's heartbeat? And she said, no, that's okay. And he goes, no, seriously, let me feel the baby. And then he reached over and squeezed her breast. Then he said, you're going to have a boy, and walked away. Now, the second victim said he approached her at an Aldi located near the Walmart and said he wanted to read her palm. And she said, no, thanks. Well, they went back and forth. Finally, he reached out, and it says here, reached under her shirt and cupped her breast.
Not a palm.
That is not a palm.
I would call that a palming.
It's yes, the Florida school system is what it is. But he just doesn't know.
Yeah, was he from Palm Beach?
Oh, yeah. Need to get that sound effect. I get it.
We need that on the show for Dark 30. So this woman called 911. The police officers happened to be at Walmart, and they took the man into custody without incident. And according to the police report, the man admitted to meeting the women. And he said that he reached into the woman's shirt to feel her heartbeat, that's a normal part of his palm readings. He said he needed to know the heartbeat to sense her aura.
He was training to be a paramedic.
Uh-huh.
He was just making sure she was in good health.
Yeah.
That's such a typical Florida story. All right, well, have you guys heard about the naked man arrested at, of all places, the White House?
What?
I have not.
Yeah. You know, you would think that a story like this would have been, you know, breaking news all over the major media. Who wouldn't love a story like this? They say, okay, you're a security officer at the White House. It's the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. You probably have barbecue and parties on your mind, And then suddenly your day is ruined because you look over and you see a guy who suddenly strips down, runs up to the White House fence, and starts shaking his junk at the White House gates. That is exactly what happened.
Is that even a crime anymore? Are we not supposed to be doing
Walmart.
This? Or
is...
Hey, I would call that freedom of expression.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, what's more expressive than that? And okay, now, Shelley, have you ever been to the White House?
No.
Have you, Sam?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. So have you been to it or have you been in it?
Oh, I've gotten my pediatrician as a child was in the Reagan administration. So we got to go actually into, like, the Oval Office. We got to go to the old executive office building, the behind-the-scenes tour, if you were.
Wow, that is impressive.
That is very cool.
See, I got to go into the White House on a tour, but I didn't get to go to the Oval Office.
You know where they have the conferences, like where Helen Gurney Brown or whatever, you know, like the podium there with the seal. We got together, and Dad got to stand at the podium and look like he was giving us, you know, a press conference. And
that
was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Well, good for you, man, because a lot of people do not get that experience, especially post 9/11.
This was free. This was in my youth. I've been back since. A big fan of, you know, not Washington politics, but I like museums and stuff of that nature, and the White House. I like to go the Lincoln Memorial, get the big penny.
The big penny.
I've got one in my desk. Shelley, if you need one, I've got an extra.
Thank you.
Shelley, I want you to negotiate a deal on the big penny now,
somehow or other.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the White House, you know, usually you're standing there on Pennsylvania Avenue outside the gates. And, I mean, it is. It's one of the biggest tourist attractions in the entire, probably the world, I guess, certainly the country. And that's where this guy was. And, you know, you have just a whole spectrum of people around, kids, doesn't matter. And that's where he stripped down and decided to give it a jingle and a jangle and express his rights. So
but
that would have been
he got arrested, did he not?
They said that he actually, let's see, what is the wording that was used here? It says somewhere I read that he was taken down very roughly.
manhandled.
Yeah, they manhandled him and he vanished very quickly. So we don't advise that to make your point. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a story from New York, and yes, it's another naked man story.
Yay.
But this one is even stranger. What this naked man decided to do with his 15 minutes, his moment in the sun. And then we have a story from Dallas, Texas, about what happened to a woman when she was driving down the road and suddenly, guess what fell through the sunroof of her car? A naked man. A pattern is emerging here. We're going to get to the bottom of all this when we come back. This, again, is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Stick around for more on Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hottie hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing.
the Dark 30 out on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Dark 30 means, well, this is the hour of the show, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, when we talk about some of the more outrageous, often sordid and seedy stuff that maybe you haven't heard so much about in the mainstream media. Consider that your warning, okay? Turn off the radio this hour or tune into something else if you don't want to hear this kind of subject matter, but we feel it is our duty to bring this information to you during Safe Harbor on a Saturday night. And something else that we feel very strongly about is the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. And, you know, it seems like one thing after another is happening, causing power outages. You got blizzards in the winter. In the spring, you start getting tornadoes. You get floods. We've got hurricanes in certain places. There's always something knocking out the power. And if you want to get off the grid, make sure that you have a nice, portable, self-contained power system so you can maintain comfort. You need a Sunshine Simple solar generator. It was created by me and my team. We've sold these things to every state in the United States and even some other countries. To just take a look at what it is and determine if it's right for you, go to sunshinesimple.com. Sunshinesimple.com. Watch the free videos there. We have a 120-watt panel, 200-watt panel, et cetera. And you'll see why they are so popular and have done so well in so many places. So, again, that's sunshinesimple.com. Now, getting back to the Dark 30 stories, well, obviously we are very aware when there are patterns and trends emerging in the news, and it looks like we're on to one here. Let's go now to New York. It says here a man stole a New York City bread truck and began delivering loaves of savory baked goods to random businesses. However, the man not only hopped into the truck while the actual driver was out making a delivery, but the man was only wearing his underwear. So imagine this. Guy in his underwear in New York City has a big truck full of baguettes, wheat rolls, sourdough bread, and he just starts stopping at random businesses, and they say, quote, he dropped off a lot of bread all over New York, end quote. The bread company said about 5,000 loaves of bread were taken. Quote, it's a bizarre incident, but nothing happened to the truck. No one was hurt. There was no damage. I got my truck back, end quote, said the company owner. The man was arrested later at LaGuardia Airport, where police say he wound up after tailgating a driver for several miles in the big truck he was driving. That driver started getting a little concerned about being followed and called the police, and that's when the police realized this is the stolen truck. And it says here that when they took him in, the company owner said an airport shuttle bus driver was watching this whole thing. He called the bakery and said, quote, my job sucks, so if you need a new driver, I'll walk off this bus and take over that bread truck right here and now, and I'll work for you, end quote. Interesting little side note to that story. So it's weird enough when people do things like steal a bread truck and drive all over New York handing out freebies. It's odd enough when someone strips down and runs around in their underwear. But the combination of the two, that's golden right there. I don't know how to explain this, but we have seen recently, I would say over the past 6 months, Sam, that in many of these news stories, certain men are developing some kind of a fetish, for lack of a better word, for various food items. Mm-hmm. We have guys who are going into the meat department or the vegetable department at grocery stores and whatnot and pleasuring themselves. I wonder if this could be another form of food fetishism.
Hmm. Huh. I mean, it's an interesting use for a bread bowl. I'm thinking
that's true.
A couple of things. I don't know. Do you ever have any of these desires, Josh? I mean, are you an exhibitionist? I know that you like the public eye. Have you ever conducted yourself in a manner, not like stealing bread trucks, but like, you know, streaking? Whatever happened to streaking? It was big in the 70s.
Streaking was fun.
I streaked.
Well, you know, I've said before, Sam, that the closest I ever come to food fetishism is I find it very attractive when I watch a woman wash a cucumber.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever done that before, but for some reason, I like seeing that visual.
I don't like cucumbers. I mean, I understand.
Really?
I understand the behind that, but
I
mean, you can just
log
on to your computer
about.
And there's plenty of the real stuff. You don't have to substitute food items, vegetables, and there's hungry people out there. And
I don't go looking for it.
Well,
it's
then
just,
where do
you know,
stumble across that?
It happens sometimes in life.
Really?
Once in a while, cucumbers get washed, and you see it.
I'm not saying I pay any amount of money per month to see these things. Just saying
it
happens. I hyperlinked over to...
Remember we were talking about law of attraction last hour. Maybe, you know, it somehow... It's like a little... freebie. It's a little Easter egg that life throws at you once in a while.
Cucumbers. Sure.
Yeah, to help get you through your day. okay, next story from Dallas, Texas.
Hot.
A Dallas woman says she is traumatized after a naked man jumped through her sunroof and started attacking her while she was driving. Apparently, a bystander recorded the incident with his iPhone. They say the man was punching and choking the woman as the car went the wrong way down the road before it crashed into a utility pole. Now, let me pause here and say this is a story from my Fox 8. So this is a Fox News report. And they don't even tell you exactly where did the man jump from. I mean, is this Spider-Man? Did he literally leap from the side of the road into the sunroof of a moving car? If so, that is amazing. If not, did he just, like, drop from a bridge, which is still pretty amazing, come to think of it. I don't know how you pull off this maneuver, but I'd love to see not only the video, but perhaps a reproduction of this event, the recreation.
I will say that, like, my mom has a new Kia Optima. Lovely car, the Kia. Not getting sponsorship money or anything. But it's got, like, the whole roof of it is glass. Like, the whole top is basically like a sunroof. So this gives more room, more square footage. We're not talking about an 83 Honda Civic sunroof. You know, like, I think in some of your newer cars, you'd have a little bit more wiggle room, so to speak, if you were to want to, like, get naked and jump into a moving vehicle. You know, I think now is the best time in history to do so.
Wow. Well, you know what? We'll consider that a call to arms for all of our fans, all the high strangers listening around the globe.
But we encourage you not to assault anybody if you're going to.
Yeah.
Do this. No.
Just drop in the car and say surprise.
What up? How you doing?
Yeah, that's hospitality.
Give them bread.
Yeah. And if you do this with Speaking of Strange tattooed on your chest, we'll send you like a T-shirt or an autograph book or something.
Although you are not liable.
No, not in any way. Yeah, I only mention that as a an alleged fantasy. Okay, let's. By the way, witnesses say here that before the guy did that, that he had attacked another woman jogging with her baby. Okay, just moments before, they say that this naked man, he apparently was on the street, and the story says he just started acting like a zombie and went nuts moments before he had been just standing and waiting at the bus stop. So all of a sudden, the guy's at the bus stop, he strips naked, and then all hell breaks loose, and he goes on this rampage.
And the national media, they're going to try to make us think it was bath salts.
Yeah.
Which was never the case in that case. They proved there was no bath salts. Just
That's
people
right.
being crazy.
You bet.
Crazy and naked.
Okay. When we come back from this break, I've got a couple of, well, believe it or not, interesting stories for you from Florida.
Hey!
And this time we're going to switch over and we're going to talk about the women, the ladies for a little bit. Enough naked men. Let's be fair. Let's be equal. We're going to switch sides. This is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange, and it is my duty to inform you as host that this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Much of this is material that's considered more sordid and seedy, so tune out. Tune out and tune back in next hour if you want to hear something that is probably going to be a little more family-friendly, but these are real news stories. So far as we know, and that's why we saved them for late at night to read to you. So before I continue, I also want to remind you, if you go right now to joshuapwarren.com, you can watch the free 10-minute video there about the wishing machine, and you'll also find all kinds of really cool photographs, UFOs, USOs, amazing stuff. You could spend an hour just clicking around, looking. Robert the Doll. I just posted a link to some 3D pictures I took of Robert the Doll on my Twitter page, and you'll find a link to that as well, so go check it out. In the studio tonight, we have Sam the Animal Steel producing. We have investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And Shelly, you've got that Florida bell handy, I hope.
Oh, yes. I have been hitting it exuberantly tonight.
All right. Well,
he did say it was going to be dirty.
Uh-huh.
Given the conversation we had during the break, this is eerily fitting. It's from Hallandale Beach, Florida.
Beautiful,
Shelly. There you go. Great timing. It says here, strip club employee takes off clothes and puts on an amazing live sex show in jail. hey, why not? You're already there, right? Huffington Post reports a 29-year-old stripped and masturbated while in a Florida jail on a charge of resisting arrest. Her time behind bars was, well, touch and go.
Oh!
Broward County deputies were looking for a woman accused of stealing an iPad from a man on his back porch. and then yelling porn and running away just after dark. Okay, now, again, we're talking about a woman who works at a strip club but was not at a strip club when this happened. Apparently, she just stole some guy's iPad, screams porn, and then she started jumping fences behind various homes. And this is early in the morning on a Monday. Deputies say when they approached the lady, she began taking off her clothes and using vulgar language and saying, "All of you together could not sexually satisfy me if you tried." They didn't find the iPad in her possession, but they arrested her and charged her and took her in. They say that it was when she got to the jail that she really got wild. According to the story, she began repeatedly removing her clothing, exposing her genitals, buttocks, and breasts, and masturbating with anything she could touch, including other inmates and officers trying to stop her. At one point, she jumped in the air and wrapped her legs around a female officer. She was finally placed in a holding cell. They say she was shaking the cell door and offering to perform every act you can imagine in exchange for her release. Somewhere you know they do.
This sounds like a fun night.
Well, being a professional strip club employee in Florida, one would hope she was fair to Midland. And says she was finally placed in a holding cell, and then when she appeared before the judge, she her jailhouse behavior made the judge refuse to read aloud some of the allegations against her. The judge was embarrassed, and he gave her a $100 bond for resisting the arrest charge. Wow, it sounds like she had some kind of hypnotic effect on the judge here, doesn't it?
It does.
It's like the equivalent of like a traffic ticket in Florida. Like voraciously humping corrections officers. It's like yeah, slap on them, whatever. $100, you're in and out. Get out of here. It's not even a headline anymore in Florida. You got to eat somebody on top of that.
One way or another, that does happen from time to time. Okay, here is a story from Pompano Beach, Florida. Now this is something that some guys listening to the show can probably relate to. Right now, a 46-year-old female Florida firefighter is in trouble because of her attempt at a drunken hookup. Okay, according to the news story here, she met a man at a bar, and the man agreed to drive her home in her car because she was too intoxicated to drive. And it turns out that her home was very close to the bar. Her apartment was just, you know, walking distance. So after they arrived at her home, she invited the man in for a drink, pouring a glass of wine for both of them. The man said he took a sip of his and then set it aside as she pulled him into the bedroom and they began kissing. Now, according to the man, the woman pressed her body against him and then took his hands and placed them around her neck, indicating that she found it arousing to be choked. Now, he later told deputies that at that point he decided to leave because, quote, things were getting weird, end quote. The man said that he was walking out. The woman followed him through the kitchen. Then she poured herself another glass of wine, and he told her he'd had enough. He was going to leave. At that point, her demeanor dramatically changed. She opened a drawer and pulled out a handgun. At that point, the man said he exited the apartment as fast as he could, but that made no difference to her. Gun in hand, she came running out her door, flailing her arms and shooting at him. She was screaming, "Screw me or die, you worthless blank." I can't even use the word.
not even during Dark 30?
Yeah, amazingly enough. So as the man was trying to run away, she kept shooting the asphalt and demanding that he kneel down on the ground and start licking the ground. At that point, he complied. And he actually told authorities later, quote, "Oh, my God, I thought to myself, I'm going to die over something so dumb," end quote. The woman kept firing into the asphalt, even as police were arriving, screaming, "I win." So police ordered her to drop her weapon and took her into custody. She told cops the next day that she didn't remember much of what had happened, but she claimed the man had been choking her on the bed, and she was afraid, but the cops say they observed no bruising or marks or anything. She was reeking of alcohol when they found her, so she's the one who's really in charge here, or in trouble here, charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. And the man ended up being taken to a nearby hospital to be treated from facial bleeding because of these bullet fragments.
Good thing it was a woman shooting that gun, or else he would have gotten hit.
I will show you my target practice right now.
I knew that you weren't gonna let that one slide, were you, Shelley?
Uh-uh.
A drunk woman at that.
Sorry, Shelley. It was just there. I'm sorry.
She's gonna pull out a gun right now.
No, I'm gonna show you. No.
And before we go to a break, here is another story. Murder trial halted due to a couple having sex. This comes to us from Italy. Staffers at an Italian courthouse decided to take advantage of a slow period in the judicial day and go get it on in a room obscured by fogged glass. Now, the couple thought they could not be seen. Now, let me clarify this for you. These are two people who work for the courthouse, and they happen to be married. But there is some room that's right next to the courthouse that has some kind of like fogged glass, and they thought they could take a break, I guess a little afternoon delight. And the judge, however, looked over after hearing some peculiar noises during her murder trial, and said she, quote, "saw the outline of two naked bodies," end quote, and that's when they went over and found out that these two were going at it like, as they say, monkeys. So that was not acceptable.
To our Italian friends?
I have no Italian friends.
I hope I distance myself from you, Mr. P. Warren.
All right, man, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the last three stories of the Dark 30 Hour I have saved for you. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Stick around for that when we return on Speaking of Strange.
Oh. Sorry. Not me.
We'll be right back.
right, the last minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. It's called the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Before I read these stories, let me repeat our warning. We call this Dark 30 because these are news stories that are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you do not want to hear that kind of material. Don't worry, in just a few minutes, the radio will return to its normal state, and you should have no fear at that point. Before I read these stories, though, I want to remind you that our program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, we say very simply, it's the place where you can take your money and turn it into more money. Actually, you can take it and turn it into real money. I think that's safe to say. So if you want to talk to Shelley Wright, write down this number, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402, and also go to WrightsCoinShop.com. There's a link for you at SpeakingOfStrange.com. Here is a story from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh!
A homeless man who goes by the nickname City Pimp was arrested after allegedly eating fast food from Wendy's while lying in front of another business with his pants down and his genitals exposed. Says here,
making me hungry.
He was arrested in front of Walgreens. So he went from Wendy's to Walgreens, was laying there in front of the business, in front of Walgreens, with his pants around his knees, is exposing himself, eating his Wendy's burger, and acting as the store greeter to saying, quote, "Welcome to Walgreens. We hope you enjoy our shopping experience. All pants today are 50% off." he has been charged with a variety of things. Next story comes to us from Georgia. Believe it or not, it says in Georgia, you can carry a gun, but you need a prescription for a vibrator. Giving out prescriptions for vibrators seems more like a doctor's bad pickup line than good public policy, but in Sandy Springs, Georgia, you really do need a medical reason and a doctor's prescription to buy a sex toy. It's funny because, you know, in the 1800s, if a woman was feeling blue or being lady crazy or hysterical, she could head to the doctor's office for a little pelvic massage. And, of course, doctors back then complained about how laborious it was and how their fingers were cramping and whatnot
to
help these ladies.
The shrubbery back then.
Back then, absolutely. That's step one. In fact, some doctors said it was so difficult it was like trying to rub their stomachs with one hand and pat their heads with the other. But then the vibrator was born. And, you know, now, however, in states like Alabama and apparently parts of Georgia, you can openly carry a gun, but you have to have a prescription for a dildo.
Now you're changing your story. A vibrator or a dildo? I mean, do you have to have a prescription for a dildo or just a vibrator?
It says dildo and vibrator interchangeably in this story, so I'm assuming that...
Well, somebody doesn't know what they're talking about, obviously.
I think so. Contact the ACLU on this one to, you know, clarify the legal terminology here, right? It's reminiscent of your McMarijuana story. What are we really talking
now
about?
Now we're
here?
Just arguing semantics.
Precisely.
Semantics.
And last story of the night, talk about a good story. You know, we've talked about McDonald's and Walgreens. We got to throw in a Starbucks story. This is from Camden, New Jersey. A police officer is in trouble because he was caught allegedly masturbating in Starbucks. Apparently, this lieutenant grade officer was seated at a table inside the coffee store. And somebody actually took a photograph. They say the man was literally sitting there, a 17-year veteran of the department, okay?
He
sitting in Starbucks.
Yes, he does.
with his latte in front of him, and he not only was exposing himself, but apparently trying to put his own foam on his latte. Okay? That's what the world has come to, and I believe that that's going to do it for this edition of the show. So that being said, thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. I also want to thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!